Psalm 139. Psalm 139. I'm thankful to be back in the house of God tonight and thankful for each one that's come out. And we trust tonight that you've come looking for a blessing from the Lord. We hope moms have had a great day. It looks like some are probably still having a great time. Amen. But I tell you what, there's no greater place to be than in the house of God. Amen. We've lost sight. We've lost track along the way of what's important. Somebody told me one time, God instituted the family before the church. Let me remind you who the head of the church is. And that's a false statement. Amen. Christ is the head of the church. He's eternal. So how could the family be instituted before the church? Just an excuse. Amen. Just an excuse. Psalm 139, we're going to read the first verse and the last two verses. And then we'll preach everything in between. Amen. The psalmist says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. And then in verse 23, he said, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Brother Jim Cato, would you take us tonight to the throne of grace? We made mention of the thought that as this woman came before King Solomon, she could identify her child. She knew her child. And I preached and I tried to emphasize this morning how important it is for us to really know our children, not who we think they are, not who we want them to be, but who they are, amen, so that we can pray for them effectively, so that we can instruct them correctly, so that we can meet the needs that they have instead of the needs that we think they want. And many children today are missing out because parents have just missed who they really are. They're just missing who their children are, and they're just missing what their children need. But I'm thankful that we got a Heavenly Father that knows us. The psalmist says, Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. You know, he don't just know us on the outside. He just don't know us in what we allow others to see, but he knows us from the inside. Amen. He says, thou has searched me and known me. And because he's searched us, and because he knows us, and because he is aware of us, the psalmist says he's effective in every aspect of my life. In verses 1 to 6, he knows our nature. Look at what he says. Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. And thou art acquainted with my ways, for there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. The psalmist says, look, he says, there's nothing about me that God doesn't know about who I am, about my nature. He knows when I'm sitting down. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm getting ready to say. He knows what I'm doing. And he says, everything about me, he's aware of, and yet he compasses me, he besets me about. In other words, he's around me, amen. He's protected me, even though he knows me. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight we have that assurance that he knows us, but yet he cares enough about us to keep his hand around us. Amen. The psalmist said he besets us. He's round about. He says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. You know, until I become a child of God, I never could really grasp this. And until I really, as a child of God, began to live for God and to trust God and depend on God and follow God, I could never comprehend it fully and wholly. And the longer I walk with him, the longer I learn to trust him, the longer I learn to depend upon him, the more wonderful it is to know. But I'll never fully understand, I'll never fully comprehend the depths of his love to me. But he said, not only does he know my nature, but no matter where I go, he's there. Amen. No matter where I find myself, no matter where the world's circumstances may take me, he's there with me. I've told you all about the storm I was in when I was in the Navy, our ship, and I thought we was going to sink. I thought I was going to die in that storm. And the circumstances. Sister Connie went and checked me out on the story, and she can tell you what I've told you is true. Amen. And it really happened. And as I was in the bowels of that ship, and water was pouring in everywhere, our main engines, our boilers had got snuffed out because of the roll that we took, and our emergency diesels couldn't come on. We were dead in the midst of a storm, and it was just throwing us everywhere. There was no pumps able to pump the water out because we had no power to make the pumps work, and all we had was emergency lighting. And you know, I found out right there at the, I was probably about maybe 19 or 20 years old right at that time. I say 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, I was probably 20 years old. I went in the Navy when I was 17. Just turned 17, went in the Navy, so it was about a year or so before I got out. 19, 20 years old. Right there in the midst of that, down in the bowels of that ship, of water pouring in everywhere, I'm standing in waters that's, you know, up to my knees, trying to figure out how we're going to get these emergency diesels started so that we can get some kind of pumps going. And Marines, big old bad Marines, are crying. They're drowning. We're dying. We're going to die. It was a fearful thing. But you know what? Even though I wasn't as close to God as I should have been, I felt His presence. I felt His peace. I felt His calm and His assurance as He began to methodically walked me through the processes that I needed to do. I got the rear generator running, called up Ford, told them what to do to get the Ford generator running. Got it running. We was at least able to pump water out of the ship, and things began to brighten up. But I realized right then there's not a place that I can go that He's not with me. And I didn't resign myself that this was probably where I was dying. I really did. I said, this is it. But Lord, you know, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to be. And all I can do is just trust You right now, because there's nothing else I can do. You know what? When we realize that no matter where we're at, God's right there with us. Amen. No matter where we're at, we can't get so far. Look at what He says here in verses 7 to 12. He says, whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, there shall Thy hand Thy lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. He said, look, it don't matter where I am. There's nothing and no place where I can get that He's not there with me. Amen. And He won't be there with me. He said, even in the dark, I like in verse 12, he said, or 11 and 12, he said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. Praise God. I'm glad there's no place of them old Christians. It's no wonder when the Romans throwed them into the lions' dens and fed them to the lions in the Colosseums. The Bible don't tell us this, but history records it that many times they would stand up and they would begin to praise God, and they would begin to sing in psalms unto God. Why do you think that is? I believe God was right there with them. I believe God was in their midst, bringing peace to their hearts in that most tragic of times. I don't believe they faced and felt the pangs of death that were round about them. When old Daniel was in the lion's den, who do you think shut the lion's mouths? Amen. When the Hebrew children were in the fiery furnace, who was in the furnace with them? Old Nebuchadnezzar looked down there and said, didn't we throw three men in? Behold, I see four men unhurt and unloosed and walking around, and the form of the fourth man is like unto the Son of God. He even knew who it was. Amen. And then the psalmist says, there's no darkness. I don't care, no depression. I don't care, no trials, no problems that can come upon you. Sometimes the devil tries to weigh us down and he tries to hide us in the darkness of despair. But praise God, the psalmist said, even darkness is as the daytime. Even darkness is as the light because Jesus is there. Amen. We had that book. Sister Connie, what was the name of that book of the preacher that had been locked up, prisoner? Do you remember? She knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, a lot of us read it. I got it and we passed it around. But even in the midst of that dark despair of being locked away in a communist prison there in Romania, just for being a Christian, they found that God was right there in their midst with them. They began to witness in the midst of the beatings that they were suffering, guards that were getting converted and guards whining. The guards that were persecuting them one day might be converted, might be testifying Jesus the next day and be cast into the prison with them because of the testimony of Christ, because they were able to, I believe, witness and see Jesus in these people and with these people that they were persecuting for their faith. I'm glad there's no darkness that this world can throw upon us. No darkness that this world can put upon us. Look, some folks, they go through the death of a loved one and they go into deep depressions. Do you know Jesus is right there with you? He's the God of all comfort. And he can make that darkness. He can help you to see light. You say, but you don't understand, my heart was ripped out. Yeah, it was just taken to another city. It was just taken to another place. Amen. It's waiting on you to get there. Amen. You begin to see things different when you begin to realize God's right there with you. Jesus is right there in the midst of your darkness. And he sees what you're going through. And he knows what you're going through. And he wants you to be blessed in everything that you're going through. The psalmist said, man, even the darkness is turned to light. Job lost everything he had, lost 10 children in one day, all his wealth in one day. Everything that we think is precious and dear, if it wasn't a dark day in Job's house, there has never been a dark day in a man's life. Amen. But you know what Job said? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Bible says that Job arose and worshiped God. Amen. You know why? Because he doesn't forsake us. He doesn't leave us. He knows us. Thou hast searched me and known me. He knows our weakness. He knows when we need him to show up strong. But he knows where we're strong enough to stand in our faith and proclaim his goodness and his mercies to us. But he also knows when we're weak in our faith. And he needs to come along and just remind us that he's there with us and be an ever-present help. And then look at what he says. He says, it's no wonder. It's no wonder that I know he's there. Because he's been there from the beginning. He from the very beginning. Look at verses 13 to 16. He said, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. From the time of conception to the time of the grave. Amen. He never leaves us and he never forsakes us. He told the prophet, he said, before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. Aren't you glad? Praise God, we got a God that's been with us and will go with us. And he's always there from the cradle to the grave. Amen. He's always in remembrance and he's always in continuance with us, irregardless of what we go through and what transpires in this life. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And I wasn't just some accident that happened in a biologic anomaly that's statistically is impossible. Amen. Even scientists will tell you that all the theory of evolution is statistically impossible. You know why that is? Because it's just a theory. It's never been proven, and as much as they want to harp on it and as much as they want to preach on it, they still can't prove it. But I'm glad that the psalmist knew right well. He said, and that my soul knows right well. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Praise God, I'm glad tonight I know it. Amen. I'm glad tonight I'm sure of it. I'm glad tonight I'm confident in it. I'm glad tonight I don't have no doubt. Amen. About who my Creator is. But lastly, he says, he cares for me. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me into the way everlasting. He says, there are infinite mercies that God bestows upon us. Infinite goodness that God gives us. He says, if I should count them, they're more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. You know, we can never stop counting all the good things that God does for us. If you started counting today all the blessings of God, you could never exhaust all of the things that God has done for you. You say, well, I can count all these things and list them up. Can you count every breath of air? Every breath of air that you have taken is a gift of God. Every single one. Every beat of your heart is a gift of God. You don't deserve it. It's a gift of God. Every time he gives you the opportunity to hear the gospel message, it's a gift of God. Every time he comes and he knocks upon your heart's door, it's a gift of God. Amen. Every time he saves a sinner, it's a gift of God. Every time he forgives a saint that has sinned and has sought repentance, praise God, it's a gift of God. Everything that God does for us is a gift and a blessing. The psalmist said, they're greater than the sands of the sea. They're without number. They're infinite. God's mercy toward us and God's mercy for us, it's just unbelievable. It's innumerable. He knows that he's cared for it. Surely thou will slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody man. The psalmist knows God is watching him. He knows God will take care of him. He knows his life is in God's hands. And his prayer and his plea is, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me. But he doesn't stop right there. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me. But he doesn't want just to know about it. Amen. He wants to depart from it. And he says, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. Search me. God knows us. And the thing of it is, we knows us. Amen. And we need to realize that God knows us. And if God knows us, and we know us, amen, we ought to be dealing with those wicked things. We need to be dealing with that sin. We need to be looking to God to do just what the psalmist said, to lead us in the way everlasting. And let me tell you what, that's not down the path of sin. The way everlasting is 180 degrees opposite of the way of sin. Lead me in the way everlasting. Is that our plea? Is that our desire? He said, oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Search my heart. God already knows us. We're aware that God already knows us. Now pray and plea for God to reveal anything in us that needs to be dealt with, anything that needs to be taken care of. In John chapter 3, we've been dealing with a lot of things in 1 John. But in 1 John chapter 3, it says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And I can't quote it verbatim, second verse is, we don't know. We know that when he comes, we shall be like him. You know, we've not yet become what we should be, or what we ought to be, what we're going to be. But we know that when he does come, we're going to be like him. You got it there, Brother Jim? 1 John 3:2. Hold your place right there. And I said all this to get down to verse number 3. For every man that hath this hope within him purifieth himself even as he is pure. You see, we ought to have that desire. We ought to have that goal in our life to purify our hearts, to purify our lives. Because we want to be as much like him before he appears as we can be. I don't know fully and completely and wholly what it's going to be like when he does appear. But praise God, we know he's going to appear. And we ought to be as much like him when he gets here as we can. And if we hold this hope within us, it ought to be our desire to purify ourselves. If we have this hope and we have this desire, we ought to seek to purify ourselves, even as he's pure, so that we can be like him. The psalmist says, Lord, you've known me, and you've searched me. Or you searched me and you've known me. And he says, search me. We've done it before, and you've been good to me. We've done it before, and I know that you know me. You know my nature. You know where I'm at. From the beginning till the end what my life is going to be. I know you care. He says, Lord, we've been there before. You've searched me and you've known me. But search me now. Search me now. It's another time. It's another service. It's another opportunity to draw close to the Lord. As we stand at our feet, heads bowed, eyes closed, search me, O Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me.